last few weeks, the team has talked about how they really rallied around Sperano.
Yeah.
With so many unknowns after the season, do you guys want to see him back as your coach?
Yeah, I mean, we love him. He's our leader, you know, absolutely. You know, we love him. Obviously, those decisions are going to happen. We have no control over that. We have no control in that. You know, those decisions will be made, and whoever's here, that's who we'll play for. But right now, Coach Sperano is my leader. He's absolutely – I love him 100%. You know, he genuinely cares about me. You know, he's pulled me into his office just to ask, how am I doing? You know, he called me in his office one time, and I was like, oh, man, what did I do? I was trying to think of plays in the game. And he called me in. He's like, hey, you're doing a great job, man. I just want to see how you're doing. You know, those kind of things. And those kind of things from a head coach mean so much, you know, so much confidence, all those things. So we love the heck out of him. So we're playing hard for him. You know, but besides that, you know, I have no say on any of that kind of stuff.
Knowing that you're going to be, you know, the franchise quarterback, though, is it hard just not knowing who you're going to be playing for next season?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they have told me, obviously, you know, I'm a rookie, so I'll be here a little bit longer, you know. You know, so I'll be here. You guys got to get used to me a little bit. So, you know, that is known. You know, the fact that I don't know what's going to happen, that's hard. You know, but right now I'm focused on playing my heart out for him. You know, because I love him. I love him to death. I love playing for him. He pushes the heck out of me, and I love it. You know, that's how I like to be coached. And, you know, him, Ole, and Flip, they push me hard. So not knowing is hard, but, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, I do get to play for him now.